A very warm welcome to you as once more we come to worship God together. If you're here for the first time, a special welcome to you today. This has been quite a week for our country, for our world. It's hard to know where to start, but I want to start with some words from the prophet Zechariah. The word of the Lord came again to Zechariah. This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. And so today we come to worship. If you follow the church calendar, this is Trinity Sunday. Jesus said that he and the Father were one. There was a perfect unity between them. And he prayed that those who followed him would be one as the Father and the Son are one. And he prayed that this would happen through the work of the Holy Spirit, through whom the Father and the Son would come and make their home in us, making us passionate for the things that God is passionate about: true justice, mercy, compassion, avoiding oppression, avoiding evil. God is holy. Let's worship him today. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We're going to use this prayer that helps us to focus on God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we gather in your presence. Father, we long for more of you. Jesus, we place you at the center. Holy Spirit, come and fill our time together. Help us to be fully present here, to your word, to one another, and to the world you love. Amen. It's a challenge to be present to one another when we are on a screen. But if you're watching at our normal service time, we do have our Zoom meeting afterwards at 11:30. If you would like an invitation to that, it is a way that we can be present to one another in our worship. So please do message me and we'll see about getting an invitation to you. I want to say thank you to everybody who has got in touch with me this week, messaging or on the phone, concerning all the things that have been going on in our world this week. And I am seeking to listen, and I hope that as a church we can all listen to each other. I want to read extracts from three communications that I've had this week. They are very different to one another. You may find yourself agreeing with some, disagreeing with others. You may feel that some people have the point and some people don't. But I'm offering them to you today, and without naming any names, so that we can listen and be present to each other. Here's the first one. Sadly, it is primarily the middle class white man who still has his knee firmly on our necks. We can't breathe. Those three words in capital letters with exclamation marks afterwards. It is so normalized that most people, even some black people, don't see it and are perplexed by our overt rage. Here's the second one. People are so hurt, they are acting in anger and making wrong decisions. They do wrong that they will regret afterwards. Violence produces more violence. We need to seek justice in a different way. But what happened was first degree murder. And a third one. It has been challenging making sense of it all. But the command of our Lord to love our neighbours as ourselves seems appropriately fitting. In addition, the realisation that we are all created in God's image and carry God's essence in us may be useful meditation. May God's love continue to find expression through us. And I came across this week a quote by Gregory Boyle, which seems to me to be very important at this time. It would seem that quite possibly the ultimate measure of health in any community might well reside in our ability to stand in awe at what folks have to carry, rather than in judgment at how they carry it. I'll read that once more. It would seem that quite possibly the ultimate measure of health in any community might well reside in our ability to stand in awe at what folks have to carry, rather than in judgment at how they carry it. We're going to come to God in prayer now. I want to use a prayer this morning that has been given to us on the Baptist Together page. You may find as you pray this that you really resonate with what it's saying. You may find it takes you into a world that you don't know so much about. But let's try and tune in to the prayers of God's people today. Lord, how long? From the depths of our soul we cry, how long? From generation to generation your children have suffered, how long? Our pain is great. How long, Lord? Day and night we cry out to you. How long do we see our loved ones crushed under the yoke of hate and injustice, weighed down by society's institutional bias? God, you are the God of all. From before the beginning of time, you are sovereign God. Your mercy endures from everlasting to everlasting. Show us your hand of mercy at this time, in this generation. Let your power be manifest throughout your earth. Heal your lands. Heal all minds. Heal all our hearts. For it is only you, our God, who can create a new heart and a spirit of love and compassion in those whose hearts are as stone. Lord, order our steps. May we all march in one accord. Move through us by your might, for you are the power and the glory. So in our struggle, we will still praise you. We will still lift our hands in prayer towards you. We will do your will whilst we wait on you. For we know that you are with us in the storm, and that healing, peace, and joy will come in the morning. Amen. Now let's watch this.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, when I see the moon and the stars that you have established.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you care for them.
When I look at the snow-smeared mountains, massive and imposing, when I see the raging oceans and the depths still waiting to be discovered.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you care for them.
When I wonder at the intricate science of creation and the fragile features of this world.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you can care for them.
When I hear about the news about a planet so often at war with itself, when I have to face another day, another week, another month of duty and difficulty.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you care for them.
When I realise that I still have so much to learn, when I find again that I do not have all the answers.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you care for them.
When I remember Jesus, his humility and compassion, when I look again on that darkened cross.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you care for them.
When I look at the moon and the stars, the work of your fingers, the glory of your presence, writ large in the heavens.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Ordinary people that you care for them.
Right, our notices for this week. Again, thank you to everybody who's been in touch with me this week. If you want to get in touch, if you want a message, if you want to call me, please do. I would like to hear from you. We want to pray together as a church family, and we are beginning to set up a few open air prayer gatherings in our church grounds. To get to these, you must book your place in advance, and they are strictly limited to 6 people. So the details are on the church Facebook page. If you haven't got access to Facebook, please send me a message or give me a phone call and we can let you know where there are currently spaces. Prayer is important, and I'm very aware in doing this that not everybody can take part in this. So please kind of encourage you to find ways to pray with your brothers and sisters from the church, maybe on a phone call, perhaps using Zoom or some other video technology. God calls us to be his people and to pray together. We're going to sing a song now. This is a song that talks about the reckless love of God, a God who will push through any barrier to reach us. And that applies in so many ways when we don't see what he wants us to see. He pushes through and he comes after us. So let's sing about the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And now it's time to hear from God's Word in the Bible. This week we read from Colossians chapter 1.
Good morning, everybody. Our reading this morning is Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh and by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. That's God's word.
You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. Those were the words of one world leader this week. It's how empire always speaks, whether it is the Roman Empire at the time of Jesus or today's empires. Empire takes no resistance. It puts people like Jesus on a cross. It makes people say, I can't breathe. We follow a Lord who spoke and acted differently. Our Bible reading today tells us that he triumphed through the agony of the cross, the place that was designed to stop people breathing, in the most painful and drawn-out way designed by human beings. Black Lives Matter. I've put links on the church Facebook page to articles from within the Baptist family responding to the death of George Floyd. I do recommend that you take time to have a look at them. They are written by people who know what they're talking about, and they carry more integrity than anything I could say. Kate Coleman urges us all to get mad, people who make a difference. Yinka Oyekan, the president of Baptist Together, titles his article, We Are All George Floyd, Black People Can't Breathe, followed by 5 exclamation marks. He then writes about racism in the workplace, racism in the church, in the judicial system, historic racism, and racism in schools. Let me quote Yinka. I can't breathe is a phrase that black people and people of colour have to work through in the West in everyday life in a way that many white people will never have to face. George Floyd's dying plea is a metaphor for the cruel injustice that continues to be inflicted on people of colour. As Christians, we should take a stance against racial prejudice, and where we can, do our bit to stand up against it and any oppression of minorities whenever it rears its ugly head. Our Bible reading today tells us that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Paul will go on to say that there is no Jew or Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all, and Christ is in all. all human beings made equally in God's image. Christ is all. Christ is in all. No black or white, no male or female, no gay or straight. The murder of George Floyd has released a lot into the open. I've realised that things have gone on around me which were racist, but which I wasn't told about, or I didn't notice, or I didn't see the significance, or I didn't care enough. I'm sorry. I believe that the Son of God is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians chapter 3 tells us that anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. When God made us a little lower than the angels and crowned us with glory and honour, he made us all like that. Some words from Kate Coleman. Jesus taught each one of his followers to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But what does this mean in a racialized world? Heaven looks like every nation, tribe, people and language, Revelation 7:9. There is no doubt that racism undermines God's intent and diminishes us all, so we must each play our part in ensuring its demise. And while it disproportionately negatively impacts black people, as is now clear from the impact of COVID-19, it was never a black invention or a problem demanding the protestations of black and ethnic minority groups alone. And back to me speaking now. Jesus tells us to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. To Jesus, my neighbour is not the person who looks like me. My neighbour is the person who's there when I need them. It's time to see the image and essence of God in everyone. It's time to rid ourselves of anger, but also to understand why people are angry and to put the effort into working it out. In Colossians chapter 1, there is a prayer, and I'm going to read it now as a prayer. We ask God to fill us with the knowledge of his will, through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that we may live lives that are worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that we might have great endurance and patience, and giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Amen. Last Sunday we celebrated Pentecost. I've got one piece of artwork to show you which didn't quite get in time for last week's service. We celebrate the church together. We celebrate God at work by his Holy Spirit in us. And for our prayers today, we're going to use again prayers that have been suggested by the Joint Public Issues Team, which is a group comprising several Christian denominations. First of all, a prayer in response to what's been happening this week, and then prayers for a number of other issues. Loving God, as the sins of systemic racism and priest brutality rear their heads once more, meet us in our anger, sorrow, and frustration. Guard us from indifference, ignorance, and silence. As black lives continue to be taken too soon, and because all were named and loved, we lift names to you in remembrance and resolve. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Beli Mujinga, Darren Cumberbatch, Olasuni Lewis, Sean Rigg, Mike Brown, Breonna Taylor, and so many more. As righteous anger overflows into our streets, we join in with the holy cry, "How long, O Lord?" While we pray for peace, may civility not become the enemy of justice. We lament that past protest has fallen on deaf ears and pray for a world transformed by your love. We plead for black communities, justice, safety, equality, for those who would choose to look away, repentance, education, solidarity. Help us to declare in word and deed, Black Lives Matter. Amen. And today also we pray for young workers, those under 25 who are most likely to have lost their jobs or experienced income reduction because of COVID-19. We pray for your provision and that they will receive investment and support to help them find work after the crisis. We pray for India and Bangladesh, which have been hit by a super cyclone. Coronavirus has made the recovery process harder. We pray that the virus will not spread in emergency shelters and for wisdom for those involved in delivering relief efforts. We pray for homeless people. Funding to house them will run out soon. Without sustained funding, there could be a surge in rough sleeping. So we pray for continued resources and policy making that work to end homelessness and keep rough sleepers safe. We pray for garment workers in Pakistan. Thousands have faced dismissals and have been left without months of pay due to the economic effect of COVID-19. We pray for provision for their families and protection for workers' rights. We pray for girls at risk of child marriage. The economic impact of COVID-19 has deepened poverty, which is likely to drive many families to marry off their daughters early. We pray protection for these girls and for the campaign efforts to end child marriage. We pray for those who are clinically vulnerable. As lockdown eases, many risk losing their income or putting their health at risk by going back to work. We pray for compassionate policy making that will provide income protection and put their health first. We pray for carers. They are vital in looking after our population. Many are overworked and underpaid. Some have needed food aid. We thank you for them, and we pray that policymakers will prioritise increased social care funding. We pray for low-income workers. The number of job vacancies has more than halved since March, and this has hurt low-income workers the hardest. We pray for your provision and for compassionate policy making that seeks to support people to find work. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our prayers to God today. And the Lord's Prayer, praying that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And our final song, great song for Trinity Sunday. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Thank you.
the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. The Lord bless us and keep us, His face shine upon us, His grace and His peace rest on us. The Lord bless us and keep us, His face shine upon us, His grace and His peace rest on us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us. The Lord bless us and keep us, His face shine upon us, His grace and His peace rest on us. The Lord bless us and keep us, His face shine upon us, His grace and His peace rest on us. May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us.
Thank you for being part of our service today. May the Lord bless you in every way.